Use storytelling as a way to pass down their history, their heritage. The Native American cultures are certainly known for their rich oral traditions. So let's settle in to hear one of those stories from Michigan's First People, part of our ongoing campfire series. Our storyteller is Colin Wiesaw. He's a tribal elder leader with the Pokagon Band of Potawatomi.
Do you know what counting coup is? It's an old way of a long time ago, the warriors would ride up in battle. Instead of killing you, they would take a short stick and they would touch you, and they would count coup. And that's showing you how brave they are. They just touch you with that stick and ride off. So this story is about this man who counted coup. And it goes, a long time ago, there was this old man. He was an elder. He was an old guy, you know. And he was digging this root cellar in the hot sun. And as he was digging the root cellar in the hot sun, sweat coming out of him, his grandson rode up to him on a horse. And he yelled out, "Grandpa, you need help?" And that man just kept on digging. After a little bit, that grandson yelled again, "Do you need help, Grandpa?" And he didn't say anything. He just kept on working. After about an hour, that man decided to take a break and wipe the sweat from his brow. And his grandson asked him again, "Do you need help?" And he said, "Yeah, sure. Get off your horse. Come on over here." So the kid got off his horse and he said, "You see that stack of wood over there? I want you to go get me a stick." And the kid went and got him a stick. He said, "Now," when he brought it back, he said, "Now I want you to go get a bunch of them. Get a bunch of them. Make a bundle, bring it back." So the kid went over there and made a bundle of sticks. And he brought it back. And his grandpa looked at him and said, "Now take that first stick and I want you to break it." And that kid picked it up and he broke it. He said, "Now I want you to pick up that bundle and break it." So the kid picked up the bundle, not knowing where his grandpa was going. He tried to break that bundle. He kept on working at it. He couldn't do it. And he looked at his grandson. He said, "You see, grandson, those sticks represent my pride. I counted coup when I was 14 years old. I have had a life of pride. I'm proud of who I am and what I have done in my life. And you ride up to me on your horse, and you ask me if I want help. You're wanting to take my pride from me. Next time you see somebody that's working or needs help, get off your horse and go help them. They will never give up their pride." Our stories have values if you listen. That's what our stories want to carry. We have many stories. We have stories about why dogs sniff each other's butt and all kinds of stuff. I choose to tell the stories that carry values in life to bring some back to our people and to anybody that's listening.
Colin Wiesaw was recently elected to be the elders' representative for the Pokagon Band's Tribal Council. You'll find his and other campfire stories by going to our website, michiganradio.org.